Hello, and welcome to the first show of Cosmic Explorer. I'm Diane, and I have Mark here with me. He asked me to help him create some fun ways for you to tap into your spiritual side, especially for people who have never done anything like this before. He's never created anything like this before either, so he wants any feedback you might have. I will also be putting visuals that he has given me on the written transcript of this as close as I can come to what he is showing me. Feel free to play any music you like in the background. Mark said no way to anything New Age, and though we would love to play T-Rex, even he agreed that might be too distracting. When I first started to meditate, when I was taking clairvoyant training classes, I thought I was one of those people who would never be able to do it. It just sounded too boring to me, and I found it hard to do for more than 15 minutes at a time. Now I find that it's something that I look forward to every day. Mark and I hope that we can make it a fun time for you as well. We're going to start off with some basic techniques to begin your meditation. Mark wants me to do this part because he thinks it isn't as exciting, but these are good building blocks that you can use going forward. We're calling these boogie basics, and they can be done before every session that we have planned. Afterwards, we are going to walk you through how to meet your guide with Backstage Pass, where Mark will meet you on stage. So let's start by taking a few deep breaths. Get comfortable in a chair with your feet firmly on the ground. Make sure that the phone is turned off and you won't be disturbed. Take a deep breath in and just imagine light, pure, neutral air filling up your lungs. When you exhale, imagine stale, tired air leaving your body. Do that a few times and relax. Next, we are going to bring in some gold light or suns. Because you are working with energy, it's always important to protect yourself. See a beautiful gold sun above your head. Now you can envision yourself sitting across from yourself in a chair, or can feel this happening above your head. Feel that this sun is composed of source energy and bring it in all around your aura. Now see the sun being filled up with your own energy and bring that in. This is a great way of calling back your energy to you that you sent out to people and places throughout the day. Go ahead and do this a few times. You can call back your energy in this way all throughout the day, especially when you feel tired or drained. Next, C. Now I'm saying C. But use whatever method works best for you. Some people feel energy or have a more sense of knowing it. Mark says that for some people, visualizing might take more practice. He told me, okay, most people can close their eyes and envision what a cow looks like, right? So it can be as easy as that. Once you start working with energy, you'll discover how you best read it. Now see or feel a cord going from your first chakra by your spine down to the center of the earth. Now you can make your grounding cord really fun. It could be rainbow colored, have cartoon characters. Just make it one with movement, pulling any energy that isn't yours out of your space and down to the center of the planet. You can also tuck the bottom of your aura into it. Okay, now Mark said he's going to kind of take over now and talk through me. He says that he has noticed that I often have a difficult time letting go of things that are happening in my life when I want to meditate. You know how it is. It's sometimes hard to keep thoughts from popping up. So he has created Out to See. He says, see yourself on a lovely beach and up ahead is a treasure chest. Open the heavy lid and see that it's empty inside. What a perfect place to place all those busy thoughts that can get in the way. Put the photo of your boss in there, the fear of flying, copies of bills, the emails you have to answer. You can write everything on little fish and put them in there as well. Once you have all the thoughts that are coming up in your mind inside the treasure chest, shut the lid, lock it, and turn away. You can access everything in there later when you want to. If one of the thoughts pops into your head while you're doing your meditations again, just tuck it back in there. Now, another fun way of getting a snapshot at your energy is to imagine a piece of white paper in front of you, floating in the air. Take a look at it. Is it crinkled? Torn? Does it have writing all over it? Is it covered in brown spots? Fix it up. Straighten it out. Shine white light on it to bleach it back to a sparkling, white, crisp, clean sheet of paper. Can you feel your energy already feeling lighter? So now let's start with what Mark calls backstage pass to meet your guide. If anyone ever dreamt of being on the stage with Mark Bolan, now is your chance. Some of you may already be familiar with your guides, but even if that's the case, maybe you'll meet a new one today. We all have many guides who work with us for specific things, and they know us well, whether you remember them or not. So picture yourself floating above a concert stage. Mark picked that because he feels at home there. You can also see a vintage Art Deco theater or a modern symphony hall. Come in a little closer and see a set of stairs leading up to the stage. Walk up the stairs. Mark will be waiting there for you. Do you see him? If he isn't there at first, take your time. He says it's hard to get him off a stage, so keep looking. When he comes into focus, follow him over to a door that has a star on it. Now you are backstage. Do you see a name on the door? If not, ask your guide to put their name there. Can you make it out or feel it? Knock on the door and ask your guide to open the door. If you are having any troubles with this, Mark says ask him, your higher self, or your guides for assistance. When the door opens, your guide will be welcoming you. Can you tell if they are male or female? Do you have any feelings about them? Does it feel like you've known them before? If you aren't getting any visuals, just feel what their energy is like. Or see what their color is. What form are they taking? Are they human or a mass of light? Ask them what they help you with. When did you meet them first? Make plans to meet them backstage again tomorrow night. Throw a champagne party with all your guides. Mark says that he'll have a limo waiting to take you back home afterwards. If you didn't get tuned into your guide on the first time, don't get discouraged. Try again later. Mark says that you can't get any of this wrong. This is about discovering wonderful aspects of yourself. You aren't taking a test. He said he actually did miserably in school, but it never stopped him from reaching his dreams. So that's enough for one day. To finish, Let's fill in with some more of those golden suns and relax. Take a few minutes to think about anything that you felt or saw, and write anything down if you want to remember it for later. So that's the first show of Cosmic Explorer. Mark and I hoped you enjoyed it and discovered many wonderful things about yourself. Next time, we'll build on the basics that we did today and learn Past Life Globe, Message in a Bottle, and the Bouncing Balloon. Take care, everyone. Have a great day, and Mark and I will meet with you again soon.